Denise Longley from Lambstown. Still here? Gave it up? Next sign-in was from Davis Park of the Little Tokyo Service Center. Heard a little bit about wireless in Little Tokyo. You want to tell us a little more?
Yeah, first few minutes of the...
Well, it was brilliant, but it's okay. It was just me.
My name is Davis Park. I'm the program director of community technology at the Little Tokyo Service Center. And we are one of the beneficiaries of Department of Water and Power's economic development grant, and they're providing fiber. We're constructing one of our data centers in one of our affordable housing projects. And they also provide us with an equipment grant to deploy wireless throughout our community, just a little bit east of downtown, south of the Civic Center. We have a community technology center program there that provides technology access, basic technology training, up to advanced digital video editing production for ages everywhere between 4 and 94. So we're truly a community center. We provide all kinds of technology access to the community and the world in 6 days out of the weekend. Our center is wired through DWP pipe through fiber coming to our data center. We're linked up through space high capacity through space optic laser connections. One of the things that I just came back from Sacramento, where we had a legislative briefing on the digital divide, and I was really stunned to learn that the digital divide is actually worsening and not improving, as a recent report came out that's called Nation Online, that's published by Department of Commerce. And one of the things that we found is that people who are not speaking backgrounds, people from immigrant backgrounds, people from poor backgrounds, a lot of the sort of traditional measures of disservice communities are less and less. They have a greater tendency to not be online. And one of the traits that the study looked at was also broadband access. Broadband access is increasing, but only among those households that do have the education and those that do have the income. And those who are in disserviced communities or underserved communities tend to have less access. And so within these low-income communities, like in the ones that we serve, for example, people come to our community centers for this access. They come into our centers for training, they come to our centers for knowledge and for the skills they need in order to survive life, whether people job skills, whether people education enhancement, and so forth. So the broadband access disparity is certainly widening across the income levels. In the lower bracket of the income levels. So, I just like to kind of go back to what was said earlier by a gentleman from Cisco, and which is the need to really look at the application. What is it that we're trying to accomplish here? Are we trying to just simply wire the entire city, give everyone access? Well, what some of the things that I'm concerned with communities that I work in, some of the things that we're concerned about are community economic development programs, educational enrichment, neighborhood safety issues, and some of these things were touched on this afternoon, but it's again really important to go back to the programmatic elements of what wireless deployment in Los Angeles is going to look like. And to accompany those kinds of this deployment with the programmatic support that's necessary in order to run them. So if we're going to be setting up access points throughout First Street in Los Angeles, are we just going to set them up and then just let people kind of do what they want with them? Well, why don't we also provide some training behind this? Why don't we invite schools? Why don't we invite them as partners on this and allow them access to these kind of services as well? So some of my questions to the commission are, like, what is the commission doing to ensure the participation of those who most need this sort of access? I'm kind of struck to see that there aren't very many folks represented in the communities that I work in that are here this afternoon. And I think they would have a lot of really interesting things to say, a lot of really valuable feedback. And how do these community issues fit into the purview of the commission? So I don't exactly, I'm not complete there on what the commission needs.
First of all, it's not a commission, it's only a panel. Our charge is to complete a vision statement by April to guide policymaking and planning in the city for the vision over the next 5 years. high-speed access to the internet, whether it's wireless or potentially other phones.
So we're planning.
Yes, we're not drawing up action plans, we're not setting out requirements, we're laying out a vision and so forth. But we do appreciate your commentary here. Since this particular pilot has been alluded to, we heard a little bit about the experience here at Arvin Brody. Can you say anything about what benefits have accrued to the Little Tokyo area as a result of this economic development grant from the WP?
Yeah, well, we've got several hundred people use our wireless access to our wireless network on a regular basis, and the uses range anywhere again from training to support for nonprofit staff, and we have, I believe we have four nonprofit organizations and programs that are currently linked into our network, but we also have our data center in which like hundreds of users need to depend on for things like basic email service or web development service or website services and hosting. So again, these programs that we're providing service to range anywhere from very, very basic service, social mental welfare services to like housing development to the arts to a wide range of community development.
And under this grant that you've received, do the users of say something as basic as email service pay for that service, or is it part of their communities?
Some of them do pay for some of the services.
Could you give a brief rundown, kind of a range, in specifics of some of the training or some of the technology training that goes on there, maybe from the most basic to, say, the more sophisticated, and I'm saying a little below the digital video editing and stuff. I mean, some of the, just a range, and also is there a website or someplace we could go to see a real kind of comprehensive list of the types of training that take place there?
Yeah, you can go to littletokyowireless.net, and that provides information about the programs and all the various organizations that are linked into the network right now. Some of the trainings that we're currently providing this weekend, we had a pre-packed workshop on working on helping senior citizens and some of the low-income residents of our affordable housing project. We have the volunteers can come in, and they learn how to do their taxes online. We have some people who come in who have never ever touched a computer before, and so we have a choice. That's how basic they can get. We have web development classes, we have publishing courses, we have programs on digital video production, and so we also partner with students from Central Continuation High School, where they come once a week and learn basic digital video production. We also have a program in which we work with seniors and help them preserve a lot of their cultural artifacts, a lot of their cultural memories through digital forms, so they can expand a wide range of cultural
memories.
We also provide trainings in English, Japanese, and
For the benefit of everyone here, like for you to go backwards and explain the problems that Little Tokyo Service Center had presented to CRA. You know, Little Tokyo Service Center is a major stakeholder of the redevelopment agency in Little Tokyo, in which you were experiencing bandwidth issues, internet service providers going bankrupt. Can you go through that whole list, the woe is read problem that you had?
David, briefly.
Okay. Well, the whole discussion actually started several years ago, in which we were a community development corporation, which means that we seek to develop housing units and other efforts that sort of help preserve the community of Little Tokyo. And one of the questions that we had back then was like, how do we access fiber? We've got miles and miles of fiber throughout the city of Los Angeles. But we realized that bringing information technology service to the community was really, really key to the overall economic development of the area we're working in. And every door that we went to, every ISP, every major player who owns some fiber pipe in the downtown Los Angeles area shut their doors, and they said, we're not going to tell you where our fiber is, and we don't even care to work with you, because this is supposed to be secret and you're not supposed to know this sort of stuff. And so it was really frustrating for us to seek out, or for us to try to access these resources, because no one was willing to talk to us, because we're from a nonprofit organization and the community was not really important to us. Until we met up with Curtis and started talking with Department of Law and Power as part of the Rockford Division, and they wanted to use this as an opportunity for us to deploy wireless internet services because it was available and it was becoming more affordable. So they wanted to use this as a demonstration project. And it has worked out really well as far as a community benefiting from this project. And we're just about to deploy a second wireless hotspot in the downtown Little Tokyo area. We've already set up one free hotspot near our cultural center, our Union Center for the Arts. And we are also in the process of even widening the scope of our wireless deployment and hooking up with other agencies such as those that provide services to the Skid Row area. So we are in discussions with some other nonprofit organizations that are interested in hooking up.
Thank you. Mark, and then Don.
Sure. David, also, I just wanted to reemphasize, even though we kind of alluded to it but didn't articulate it, part of the mayor's vision also, that I guess the key drivers for the mayor in looking at this is economic development, helping to bridge the digital divide, and last, also to improve government efficiency. And we've talked through some of that, but those were clearly articulated by the mayor, so he's very conscious on all three of those. And also, I'm glad to see the technology side very well represented here tonight, and I share with you little disappointment on the community side, because we sent out email notification to over 2,000 individuals, and splitting actually both on education and neighborhood side as well as IT technology side. So
I'd be more than happy to deliver 25 people at your next.
Well, we have thank you. We do have one more community speaker and one more technology speaker. Todd.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that from the center's viewpoint and where I'm coming from on City Amongst This Group, is we're really focused on what the user can do and might want to do and what are going to be good positive outcomes for them. Whatever technology it takes to get there doesn't really matter to me, although I like my gadgets, but we're really focused on what we can do. So for instance, you talk about the digital divide. I mean, we're worried about delivering healthcare, because we think in 5 years that's the way that healthcare is going to be delivered. It's going to be by broadband. For automated monitoring, for long-term care. Education is that way. One of our major projects focuses on multimedia literacy. We've got a lot of experience going into K-12 sector and working with schools, and we know what happens when you give them tools and then you walk away. So we've gone through programs where we have teacher training, we have bootstrapping workshops, and then continuing relationships. So there is a sensitivity to the fact that you don't just flip the switch and walk away. That's guaranteed to fail. And that you've got to have some sort of community support, and you've got to worry. In fact, a large section of the report that we're working on is focused solely on customer outcomes, not looking, there's almost no mention of gigahertz spectrum or anything. It's merely, what are they going to be able to do with the bandwidth that you give to them, and how are you going
to
make sure
they can put it in?
It's in the other part, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, in the interest of our time tonight, I thank you very much, Davis, and